Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Illinois Realtors Podcast. Today, we're proud to bring you the podcast version of our business improvement video series called Learn, Grow, Connect. In this episode, Dustin Brom teaches us how to cultivate organic leads from social media using the power of stories.
All right, Realtors of Illinois, how are you doing today? My name is Dustin Brom, host of the Massive Agent Podcast, and I'm excited to talk to you about how you can use social media, and we're going to be talking specifically about stories, how you can use stories to get a bunch of organic leads and sell a bunch of homes from people that know you or people that know you that you don't even know you through stories. Hey, it's something, stories has changed my life and my career, and I'll tell you a little bit about that story and how it's worked, and ultimately how you can do the same thing using stories. So let's get into it, guys. So we'll talk about why stories are so great, why they work. I'll give you some content ideas, tactics, hacks, how to do it the most effective way, cool apps you can use to make your stories even better. First, maybe you've seen another one of my videos, maybe you haven't. Either way, my name is Dustin Brom. I am host of the Massive Agent Podcast and co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network. I speak at Inman and, you know, Housing Wire and, you know, a few other realtor associations and stuff on marketing, lead generation, social media, basically all the marketing stuff that's I find super, super fun about being a real estate agent to help an agent get more business. So that's what I do. That's who I am. I'm going to tell you quickly my story about how stories really changed everything. And the fact that I'm even here today is due to Snapchat 4 or 5 years ago. So it's kind of a crazy story. You guys know Gary Vaynerchuk? Okay, a lot of you know Gary V. I was at the time, this was back in like late 2015, and I'd been watching some Gary Vee stuff. He was brand new. Not a lot of people knew about him back then, but I'm like, this guy really gets it. He seems to really understand, you know, where things are moving and what consumers actually want and how they're consuming content online. And so I started paying attention, and he was talking about Snapchat at the time. And I'm like, that's what the kids use. It's that disappearing message app. And I didn't get it at all, but I'm like, this guy seems pretty smart, seems to know what he's doing. So I'll jump on Snapchat and open an account and just see what it's all about. So I did that. And it took me a few months of just like watching other people's stuff before I got it. At first I was like, this is so stupid. There's people like showing what they're eating and, you know, little stupid little 10-second things, until someone I was following started telling a full story. It was like a 2 or 3 minute long story. They started telling that story 10 seconds at a time, stringing together a bunch of Snapchat stories. And I was like, there it is. Storytelling in this new unique format that at the time, Snapchat was the only place that had stories. Everything else was newsfeed and posts. Okay, there was no Instagram stories. They stole that from Snapchat. There was no TikTok. There was no, you know, LinkedIn stories. There was none of that stuff yet. It was a brand new concept. So I got it by just watching. Now, here's how that matters to you guys, okay? And here's how that really changed my career. So Gary was talking about, he gave a very specific idea of something that you can do. He said, doesn't matter which industry you're in, but go find the publications or the newsletters or the media companies or the blogs for your industry and offer to write an article about why you're using Snapchat going into the next year, why you're using Snapchat for business. And I'm like, I'm not even a writer, but I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I was still learning Snapchat. So I reached out to Inman and a few other places. And so January 2016, Inman publishes this article that I wrote, why I'm jumping on Snapchat in 2016, and why you should too. And they even let me put my snap code in there. If you guys remember the snap code that people can scan and follow you, they published this. And the next morning I woke up to, no joke, like 1500 new followers. And I'm like, this is crazy. And they were all realtors. They were all real estate agents. I mean, because who reads Inman, right? And then the next morning, the same thing, another 1500 or so followers. And so I had a ton of realtors following me all of a sudden. And I was just like sharing what I'm doing through the day. And, you know, I'm out showing this house or whatever. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Now the vast majority of my following are realtors. Well, what do they care about? And I just started showing the marketing stuff that I was up to, like creating a graphic on Canva, running a Facebook ad, doing this, doing that. And, you know, here's some hacks that I've learned. And some of them started really engaging with it and that they wanted more. And so I really was able to build a community of other agents from all over the world who were looking to me for guidance on marketing stuff and, you know, specific marketing things that I was using to sell homes. And so that all of a sudden my, I was like, wait a minute, now I have local consumers and then I have other agents. Well, that's great. I like helping other agents because I know what it's like to struggle. So this is cool that I can help. But what I didn't understand was the power of referrals. All of a sudden people started seeing what I was doing on a day-to-day basis and making a personal connection with me, a theme that you're going to hear throughout today's talk. But some of them liked me, a lot of them didn't, and they just stopped following. They just stopped watching. But the right people, the people who did connect with me, they started interacting more, and we got a deeper connection. And they started to know me as the Salt Lake Realtor. And if they're in, you know, Myrtle Beach or Saskatoon, they don't, you know, I'm the only Salt Lake Realtor they know. So I started to get a bunch of referrals to where, you know, probably 30% of my business at one point was coming from referrals from relationships I built on Snapchat. 30%. So that was cool. But here's what's even bigger than that. Okay, the referrals was great. Like that's the short-term payoff, right? The long-term payoff was those relationships I built, I still have today. Some of those agents that I've connected with have become my closest friends in the world. Some of them have opened doors for me that I never would have thought possible, speaking opportunities and, you know, this and that, and, you know, investment opportunities and businesses and stuff that I never, that never would have happened had I not networked with all these other agents. So it's, if you guys are like, well, what's the ROI right now? You're asking the wrong question. Okay. So I'm going to show you how this whole thing works. All right. What's really cool, those relationships, some of them, there was 30 or so of us about a year. When was it? It was 2018, I believe. We actually were like, let's get together. Like the Snapchat thing's cool, but let's just get a bunch of us together in Park City, Utah. I'm in Salt Lake City. We're like, well, let's just go to Park City, which is about 30 minutes from where I live, a beautiful part of Salt Lake or part of Utah. And so we got 30 or so agents that I met on Snapchat all to just meet in Park City and have a mastermind and talk business and talk strategy. And it was absolutely life-changing and business-changing for everyone that went. But what's crazy is when we all showed up in this one townhouse that we rented, we knew each other. We never met every single one of these people right here. We had never met in person until this, but we felt like we were best friends. We felt like we knew each other because they were seeing me on their screen and I was seeing them. And you can hear that. Here's the power of, I'm getting a little ahead of myself with stories here. The power of video and especially stories is people can see how you say things. They get to see the emotion behind it, the tone of it. And it's the next best thing to actually being there in front of somebody. They can be making a connection with you and making a judgment call on whether or not they like you or, you know, they have things in common with you and you don't even know what's happening because you just recorded the video and posted it. So we show up in Park City, Utah, and all of these people were friends and we had never met before. And most of these people here, I'm still in contact with. We're very close friends. A lot of them I'm in business with, and it's been absolutely life-changing and career-changing, all because I got on Snapchat and then did what Gary Vee told me, wrote an article about why I'm using Snapchat, and, you know, was able to build a community of other agents. So more reasons why stories are so powerful. All right. I'm going to show you guys how you can use it because I know what a lot of you are saying. You're like, that's cool. I just want to sell a bunch of homes. Awesome. So do I. You should want that. So let's show you how to sell a bunch of homes using stories. Okay. People reaching out to you organically saying, "Hey, Susie, I've been watching. I saw that you took your kids to the water park last weekend. That looks so fun. But then I saw a week before you showed this property with an amazing view of the mountains. So you're a realtor. Can you help me sell my place? I like you. You seem like you're really good at what you do. Can you help me sell?" Guys, that's how this works. So I'm going to show you how you can make it work in your business. Now stories are everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn has stories. YouTube has stories, which is weird, right? YouTube has stories. Who else? I mean, it's just a matter of time before you're going to see Amazon stories, right? And no, this is not real. I made this. This is not real. But pretty soon you're going to see Amazon stories. Maybe you already do. I don't know. But stories are so popular everywhere because they work. We want them. Okay, they work because everyone watches them. They're easy to digest. They're informal. They're not so stuffy. It's not like a Facebook post that, you know, we're like, I'm going to type up this big thing for Facebook. And it's kind of like, you know, hey, everybody, look at this. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but stories is more of like a glimpse into your life. It lets people see what you're doing at the moment. The, you know, they feel like they're there. If you guys watch stories, if you watch stories, you know what I'm talking about. There's something different about it where you feel like you're part of, like you're seeing in, like you're a fly on the wall. And that's powerful stuff. We as a society, we love reality TV. You know, we love reality TV and have for decades. And it's because there's something interesting about other people's lives, even when they're ordinary or what we might think is boring, other people find interesting. Everybody watches stories. So that's not, I'm going to tell a story about my wife. That's not my wife, but if it was my wife, she'd be watching stories right there. My wife, she watches stories pretty much like exclusively. She rarely scrolls through her Facebook feed. She rarely scrolls through her Instagram feed. When she's on social media, she's watching stories because they're entertaining. She's able to make connections with people. It's very, very interesting how stories has changed the way we use social media and the way we do video on the internet. Here's some stats around stories that might blow your mind. If you're not, maybe you consume stories, but if you're not actively creating them, or if you're not creating enough of them, if you're not documenting what you're doing throughout the day and showing what your life is like, people want to see your life. Like, I feel like I don't even need to say this, but I probably should. Remember, and we've all heard this, people hire who they know, like, and trust, right? They hire who they know, who they like, and who they trust. Well, how do they get to know you if you're on a phone screen? Stories, video. That's how they can get to know you. And how do they get to like you? Same way, video, stories especially, because it's so laid back and informal and personal. And then they can also build trust in you through video just by you doing your job and showing that you're competent and that you're intelligent and that you have good points. So they come to all of those, you know, they hit all three and then they reach out to hire you. It's crazy. So if you're not yet using stories to document your life, you should be. And here's some stats to back it up. By 2025, 82% of all mobile traffic, like all traffic, every single 82% of the internet being used will be video on mobile by 2025. That's crazy. Right now it's like in the 70s. So like 3/4 of the traffic that we use on our mobile phones is to consume video, and it's just going higher. So if you're not putting video out there, you're not being seen. You're not being seen if you're not doing video. And guess what? That's not just in a vacuum. If you're not being seen, what does that mean? Someone else is, probably a competitor of yours. So if they're doing a bunch of video, they're being seen, they're getting hired because people are getting to know them, getting to like them, starting to trust them, and your competitor gets hired. And while you don't exist because you can't be found on the internet, nearly 1.7 billion accounts use stories across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all the stuff, Almost 2 billion people use Stories daily. So if you're wondering, how can I get my face and my brand and my message in front of people? Where are the people? There's the people. Right there. Stories. That's where the people are. Facebook and Messenger, 500 million daily users on Stories. Instagram, about the same. WhatsApp, Snapchat, crazy. And this is as of 2019. I just liked it because of the nice graph. But this has gone up since then. So there's, how many hundreds of millions of more users are using Stories every day on these platforms? That's where the people are. And then buyers. 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers, look for Stories of stuff they want to buy. They make buying decisions based on Stories. Pretty interesting, right? So what I was saying about them making a personal connection with you because they see that you were planting a tree in your garden and then you went out to eat at that cool new place and then you were showing a house and then you were driving to a listing and had some interesting little tidbit to share. And then you showed what you and your wife were watching on Netflix and they're getting to know you. It leads to sales because that's where sales are happening. People are making buying decisions through the Stories format. So then what the heck should you talk about on Stories? Okay, if you're sold, hopefully you're sold by now on doing Stories. So then what do you talk about? How do you use Stories to grow your business and get those organic leads? Talk about what's going on locally. What is going on locally? Think of yourself, put on your reporter cap, okay, and report on what's happening in your neighborhood. That could be on your street, in your subdivision, your town, your city, your county, whatever. Okay. What's going on locally? Report on that stuff. Show it. Okay. I love seeing what's going on in my community. So if I'm scrolling, if I'm going through Stories and somebody's like, hey, I'm over at the county fair and they have this and that, I'm going to watch it because that interests me. Or they're like, hey, did you know that this business is coming in and this vacant lot over at 45th and State, it's going to be this. And then they start giving a little bit more information. I'm going to watch that. And I'm going to be like, wow, this is somebody that I can keep following because I'm going to learn new stuff about the community. And guess what, guys? The community is real estate. The community is real estate. Be the local media source. Think of yourself like a local travel blogger, okay, with the five best sushi restaurants in town, the 10 best coffee shops, the best places, 10 best family hikes to go on, the best swimming pools or splash pads or parks, that type of stuff. Why not just go show that stuff through Instagram Stories, right? That's the stuff people want to see. What gets your attention? You guys should be posting about the stuff that you like. What gets your attention? Videos, obviously. Nostalgia, nostalgic stuff. Humor, interesting local stuff. But please fight the urge to talk about real estate so freaking much. Please fight the urge to talk about real estate. But if you do it in interesting ways. So if you're doing an open house and you're waiting for people to show up and they just remodeled their kitchen, do a little quiz like, hey, what are these? Formica? Are these Corian? Is this quartz or granite? Is this Caesar stone? What is this? And start teaching people in interesting ways about aspects of the house rather than let me show you around this fairly average, fairly boring split entry, 4-bedroom house with, bleh. You guys can be more interesting than that. That's how you guys should be talking about real estate. But even still, you've got to show the other stuff so that people keep tuning in over and over and over. If it's always about real estate, people don't want to see that forever. So at some point when they're not interested, they're just going to tune you out if all you do is talk real estate. Not real estate. Fight the urge. There's something weird that happens, guys. This is how it was for me. I get my real estate license 11 years ago, and something changes, like our DNA changes, and like we walk out of there with our license and we're like, must talk about real estate. And we just like, bleh, it's just real estate. Well, guess what? People don't want to hear about real estate all the damn time. They want to make connections on social media. They go to social media to be social, right? They go to social media to be social. So if you're not being social and you're just like posting a bunch of stuff that you want them to see, they're going to tune you out. So please post about real estate very rarely. Show them you. Okay, let them see your personality. You control like how much personal stuff you show, like family stuff and all that, you know, struggles you're going through or frustrations you have. You control to what extent you share that stuff. But when you do, that's the stuff that people can connect with and resonate with and relate to. If you're just so polished and you just edit out all of the interesting things or all the little personality quirks that you have, or like goofy collections you have, or foods that you hate or foods that you like, or, you know, little things like that, that make you, you, if you edit all that stuff out or don't show it, it's hard for people to relate with you. It's very hard to relate to the evening news anchor, right? I mean, they don't seem like someone you'd want to go hang out with because they're so polished, you know, like Stone Phillips with the evening news. It's hard to connect with Stone Phillips from the evening news. So don't be Stone Phillips. I don't know if that was from The Simpsons or if that was an actual like reporter guy, but it sounds like one. The personal connection is magic. The personal connection is magic. So if you learn nothing else this whole, you know, from this whole thing, okay, if you walk away from this and learn nothing else, just be more personal. I just want you to walk away knowing that you need to let people see more of you. And the more you do, the more people can connect with you and relate with you. And the more people will then hire you to help them buy or sell. But they have to connect with you first. That's the key. That's where stories and social media in general are, it's just magic. But you have to let go of all the, you know, let me tell you a bunch of stuff that I want you to hear. And start just letting people see you, letting them be a fly on the wall and have a glimpse into your life. The personal connection is absolutely magic. And as soon as you can master that, your business will explode and you're going to have a lot more friendships. You're going to have a lot more relationships that, you know, people that you can learn from and be mentored by and level up with. It's not all about you getting something from them, but you know, if you surround yourself with great people that are winning at high levels and they've done things that you want to do and they've gone places you want to go, and through your content, you can attract those people to you, you're going to level up. That's a big deal. I'd say there's some pretty serious ROI in that. Here's some more examples. This is one of the best pieces of content I've ever done as far as how many people saw it, how many people shared it, commented on it, liked it. Okay, so here's the story behind this, the Utah State tree. I don't even know what I was doing. This was a few years ago. Stopped at a red light in the middle of summer. So here's the running joke. In Utah, and I know a lot of major cities are like this, but in Utah, they say that there's two seasons. There's winter and road construction. Okay. And then another joke is that the construction barrel is the Utah State tree. So I was stopped at a red light. I pulled out Snapchat. So this was probably like 2016, 2017, something like that. I took a photo with Snapchat and then I put the text over it, the Utah State tree. And then I downloaded the photo to my camera roll. So I put it on Snapchat and I had, you know, a bunch of people engage with it and they're like, ha ha, you know, same thing in Atlanta, same thing in Dallas, same thing in LA, you know, they're all like relating to it. But then I took that image and I posted it on my Facebook business page and it went nuts. I had thousands of shares. I don't remember the exact stats. Did I put them in? It might be on the next slide. I can't remember, but I reached 250,000 people with this. 250,000 people saw it and thousands reacted, thousands shared, thousands commented, tagged their friends. How simple is that, right? It's nothing about real estate, but it got a bunch of people to then come to my page and see me and get into my ecosystem because they don't have to think very hard about that. The Utah State Tree. I guess they don't have the stats for that. I thought they were in the next slide. But you get the point. Like sometimes just the most random spur of the moment post that's funny can get a bunch of new people paying attention to you. That's a very, very big deal. This is, you guys remember this from a few years ago where everyone was sharing this online. I don't know how the hell you see pink and white. Can't see it. Maybe some of you guys are watching this right now and you're like, how do you not see pink and white? How do you? But this, you can do polls on Instagram stories. Okay, so I just did this poll and I'm like, which color do you see? And people can vote. Which one, right? And then I shared the results after. And as you can see, I'm like, you know, the 24%, they're obviously wrong and need to get their eyes checked. But people love to engage with that. Here's what happens with, here's another reason why this type of stuff works. Because I know what a lot of you guys are doing. I have clients that do this. I have other agent partners doing, roll their eyes. They're like, that's not going to help me sell more homes. It has nothing to do with real estate. That's stupid. Well, indirectly, it does help to sell more homes a few steps later. Okay. And one of those reasons is this, when people are clicking on your post and engaging with your content, if they're commenting on your stuff, if they're replying to your stories, if they're voting on your polls, each engagement is telling the algorithm, in this case, Instagram, telling the Instagram algorithm that I have interesting, engaging content. So the algorithm starts to learn, oh, this Dustin guy, people are really engaging with this stuff, okay, a lot more than average. So people are liking this content. We should probably show more of it to more people. And then as they show it to more people, those people, like more of them, are now seeing me for the first time and they start engaging and the algorithm's like, well, we better show it to even more people because this is obviously good stuff. So you're training the algorithms on all the social networks. You know, every single one of them has it, Facebook and Instagram being the biggest. You're training the algorithms through engaging content that you have good quality stuff. And so then they're going to show your stuff to more people organically. That's a very, very big deal. Very big deal. Polls are fun. They're very easy to do. People can click. I mean, you guys, probably every single one of you watching has voted on one of these polls. You guys can do the same thing. And you find them by clicking on the little square smiley face with the folded corner thing. I think it's supposed to mean stickers. Found right there. Okay, in your Instagram stories. So that's after you record it. So you take a photo or record a video, then you click on that and you can add the polls on top of it. So there's location, there's countdown, there's polls, there's, you know, a bunch of stuff. You can scroll through all that stuff. But that's where you find the polls. You want to learn something super cool about Instagram stories that I learned it a couple of years ago and I still use it all the time. How to take a logo or literally any other image and put it on your Instagram story. Here's how it works. So you go into your camera roll, all right, go into your camera roll and copy whichever image you want. So let's say I wanted my Massive Agent Podcast logo to go onto one of my Instagram stories. Well, I go camera roll, copy the image. Then you go back into Instagram, you know, you just swap between the apps. You go back into Instagram, it pops up, boom, paste it. You paste the image that you just copied and boom, now you can move it around and resize it and it's on your Instagram story. So that could be a video too. You could put your logo somewhere on a video by doing this. You copy it and then paste it in there. And if that middle one there, with the, you know, the middle one, if that doesn't pop up where you can just like click the logo and add it, then up in, and what you do is you click the little drawing thing and no, I'm sorry. You click the text. You click the text thing and then click it again to where you can get paste. Once paste comes up, click paste and boom, it pastes the image. That could be a photo you've taken or it doesn't have to be a logo. It could be any image that's on your phone. You can put it on top of an Instagram story. Pretty cool little hack. Again, guys, rarely talk about real estate. Okay, make this about you. Let people get to know you. Let them get to see you and in your life and your personality, not real estate. Okay. If you want them to actually tune in regularly, which you do. So let them see you. All right. It's a very, very big deal to let them see. And here's the thing. I know what a lot of you guys are thinking. You're like, well, I'm not that interesting, or, you know, I don't want to show pictures of my dinner, or, you know, what if they don't like me, or what if they think I'm stupid, or what if they think my hair's messed up, or whatever it is. Like, I get it. Okay. I get it. I had all the same nervousness and all the same worries. I still, after doing 176 straight podcast episodes, I still don't like hearing my voice. I still don't like it, but I've just gotten to the point where I'm cool with it. And I got cool with it, or accepted it, and just practiced by doing Snapchat just 10 seconds at a time, over and over and over and over and over and over. And now I just don't care. And now I can talk to you guys. And, you know, next year, hopefully I can be in a room with you guys and be, you know, on a stage talking with you. And, you know, like, I won't be nervous because I've gotten used to talking with people. Okay. So there's a little slide lesson, you know, practice, 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 but be okay with some people not liking you. I don't think you realize what a blessing that is and what a great thing it is when you do a video or you do a bunch of stories and some people decide that they don't like you, that for whatever reason, your personalities don't match. They think you're too loud. You're not loud enough. You're too energetic. You're not energetic enough. You know, whatever it is, you know, I don't like everybody. And so there's a lot of people that don't like me. Okay. But what about the people that do like me? Okay. So here's what happens when you do a bunch of video and you are yourself, you let your personality shine through, you're going to repel the wrong people. Okay. You're going to repel the people that were not right to work with you, that you wouldn't have gotten along with anyways. You wouldn't, sure as hell wouldn't have had fun with working with them as a client. Okay. You're going to repel those people. And you're not even going to know what's happening. They're just going to be like, oh, they're not my cup of tea. And then you're going to attract the right people, the people that do keep coming back and they start engaging with your stuff. They're the right people. They like you. Okay? There's something about your personality that they clicked with. So you're repelling the people that you don't want to work with, and you're attracting the people you do want to work with, that you're going to get along with, you're going to have fun with, you're going to become lifelong friends with, and probably get a crap load of referrals from. How awesome is that? Simply by just being yourself and putting out a bunch of video. So be the lesson here, guys, be okay with some people not deciding that they don't like you and that they don't want to watch your stuff anymore. Cool. There's a bunch of people that do want to work with you. Focus on that. Okay. Attract, and don't worry about the people you repel. It's doing you a favor. I promise you. Some other ideas, guys. You can have people vote on paint colors, right? So if you want to do some loose real estate stuff, you know, loosely related real estate stuff, have them vote on paint colors, or vote on, you know, what type of remodel should be done, or what kind of, you know, should I use this or that, or, you know, what kind of shingles should we be putting on the garage? Ask questions. That stuff is super, super engaging. Make it easy. So polls, like, which one's the best kitchen? Before and afters of remodels, before and afters of carpet cleaning or paint jobs or whatever. Have people vote on which listing has the best view. Voting in polls is so easy for people to engage with. And it, again, it trains the algorithm that people are watching you, that it's good quality stuff. And then the social networks will show your stuff to more people. I promised you a couple apps that will help you with stories and social media in general. Cut Story. If you've recorded like a 2-minute video and you want to chop it up into, you know, Instagram story size or Facebook story size, Cut Story is super easy. You can just say, hey, cut this for Instagram, and it automatically chops it into 15 second segments and makes it super easy. Over I love Over for graphic design, for editing photos, for putting text on top of photos. I love using Over for that. And it does it with video too. It does it with video. So you could put logos on a video or, you know, a little watermark in the bottom corner of a video on Over. I absolutely love it. Easy to use. They have a ton of great fonts. I love using Over. And then InStories is another one to help you edit and just do some cool little transitions and layouts with your stories if you really want to get fancy with it. Don't think that you have to go all fancy. Okay, there's real power in just informal, picking your phone up, or so you can see me, picking your phone up, talking to the camera, and moving around and doing it while you walk, because people feel like they're there. It doesn't try to fight the urge to make it too polished and too like pretty, because then it loses some relatability and some authenticity. But love those apps. Those are good ones. The key to success. You guys that have heard me talk before, you know what I'm about to say. And I say it every time to end every talk, because it really is the key to success. And you have to wrap your mind around this from the get-go. The key is consistency. You can't just do Instagram stories for a week and then wonder, oh, Instagram stories don't work. I did it for a week. I did it, you know, 30 of them per day. Let's say you did 30 per day for a week and I didn't get any. I got no listings. I got no listings. That Dustin guy doesn't know what he's talking about. What a scam this is. You weren't consistent long enough. You were consistent for a week, but that's not long enough. You have to just make it part of your daily routine. You have to make it part of your business. So I don't know how long it's going to take for you to start getting traction. There's a million different variables there. A lot of them we don't control, but you know, maybe it's a month. Maybe it's 3 weeks. Maybe it's 9 months. Maybe it's a year and a half. I don't know how long, but you'll never know. You'll never get to the point where it starts paying off unless you're consistent doing it. So make a commitment to consistency, please. It's the magic that makes this all work. If you guys want to connect with me, I'd love to hear from you. MassiveAgentPodcast.com is kind of home base, or follow me on social, okay? At Massive Agent on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And then, of course, you can listen to the Massive Agent Podcast to hear more in depth about real estate marketing, lead gen, social media, all the stuff, and you know how to be more profitable in your real estate business. Something that I'm really passionate about on the podcast. So thank you guys for listening. I so appreciate it. I hope you learned something new today. Please implement. Please take whatever you've learned, go implement it. Be okay with sucking in the beginning. You're going to suck at it in the beginning. It's going to take practice. You get better and better and better with consistency. And that's when this stuff just starts to work. And you're going to look back and say, wow, why didn't I start doing this earlier? Look at how much business I'm getting. Look at how much fun I'm having. Look at all these great people I'm connecting with. This business really gets fun if you do the stuff that we talked about today. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Illinois Realtors Podcast. For more from Illinois Realtors, go to www.illinoisrealtors.org. And of course, rate and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.